Everybody have your sword ready to learn? This is my Bible. I am who it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can be what it says I can be. I can have what it says I can have. I can give what it says I can give. I can go where it says I can go. I can learn what it says I can learn. In Jesus' name, amen. Acts chapter 13. We're going to begin with Acts chapter 13, and I'll try to be quick. I've got several scriptures I want us to look at today. In fact, let me, I was going to start a little farther down, but let me, I'll back up, because here's kind of the perception we have, I think, of faith when we're you know, pumped up and we're talking about how big God is, and I'm a man or a woman of faith, and I just come against battles, and I overcome, and all that. This is kind of how we see it, and we wish it was, maybe. But Paul has been sent out by the Holy Spirit through prayer and direction from the Holy Spirit. That's always important, isn't it? Because if we're in God's will, we're walking in God's vein of where He sent us, then how many knows we have an anointing, we have a purpose, just like when Paul was on the ship and he said, this voyage will be with much hurt, and it was, and he took control of the ship at some point because of the statements he made and what he saw in the Holy Spirit, but it was out of his control. But this is in his control, and he's been sent by the Holy Spirit in verse 6. This is how we perceive faith, I think, a lot of times. Now, when they had gone through the island of Paphos, they found a certain sorcerer, a false prophet, a Jew whose name was Bar-Jesus, who was with the proconsul, Sergius Paulus, an intelligent man. This man called for Barnabas and Saul and sought to hear the word of God, but Elymas, the sorcerer, for so his name is translated, withstood them. So here's one of the dignitaries, and he's called for, and this guy is wanting to bully them and turn against this intelligent leader against them. Then Saul, who also is called Paul, filled with the Holy Spirit, and that's worth noting. He was Paul, not operating out of the flesh. He was Paul, filled with the Holy Spirit. Looked intently at him, and he said, "O full of all deceit and all fraud, you son of the devil, you enemy of all righteousness, will you not cease perverting the straight ways of the Lord?" So he speaks the truth over this man. And then he says, you know, and I think Paul in his thinking was, I was there one day. I was in your shoes persecuting the church. I was the devil's advocate. I was there. And so he sees himself now on the other side as one of God's ambassadors. And he says, "And now indeed the hand of the Lord is upon you, and you shall be blind, not seeing the sun for a time." And immediately a dark mist fell on him, and he went around seeking someone to lead him by the hand. Then the proconsul believed when they saw that what had been done, and being astonished at the teaching of the Lord. Now that's what we think about, I think, when we're bullied. And how many said that would be a pretty cool deal if all of your bullies, you could say, you know what, you're just of the devil, and you can be blind now, and all of a sudden they couldn't see a thing. Wouldn't that be cool? How many's got a few people you would go at right after church and see them one more time? Maybe that's why we don't have those kind of powers. And Paul didn't always have it, but I just wanted to read that because that's what we think sometimes. We think that's what faith is. That's the way faith operates. And I think that's a misconception. I think that's just living in a fantasy world. Look over in that same chapter at verse 48. Verse 48, 1348. Paul has had success, and he's been preaching the gospel, making disciples. It's been a good journey. Remember, he's sent out by the Holy Spirit. And now watch this. In verse 48, now when the Gentiles heard this, heard about that Paul had just told the Jews, he said, you know, God sent us here to speak to you first, but since you've rejected it, now he's sent us to the Gentiles. And so the Gentiles are rejoicing. Revivals broke out. There's some Jews being saved, but there's a lot of Gentiles receiving Christ. And it's their house is filling up, and the Jewish leaders and the religious leaders, their house is dwindling on Sundays. and they're not happy about it. It says, so when the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and glorified the word of the Lord. And as many as had been appointed to eternal life believed. And the word of the Lord was being spread throughout the whole region. But the Jews stirred up devout and prominent women and chief men of the city. And I always think if you really want to get something stirred up, start with the women. Because you're more passionate about things. You are. You want to get somebody stirred up, just start with the ladies. Before Jesus, B.C., before Christ, you know, I used to go out to the bars, and almost every time I saw a fight, it was some woman that was mad. Almost every time. It's just an observation. Maybe it's just where I was. But I hadn't seen one of those in a long time because I don't hang out there anymore. But they stirred up the prominent women first and then the chief men of the city and raised up persecution against Paul and Barnabas. Expel them. Here they are doing the will of God, sent by the Holy Spirit, sent by through prayer. God's doing a great work. And they expel them from their region. But watch this, and this is what's key if you want to win over a bully. When you get expelled and when they're stronger than you and there's nothing you can do about it, here's what they did. They shook off the dust from their feet against them and came to Iconium. They didn't stop what they're doing. They didn't have a pity party. They just shook the dust off their feet and they said, you know what? You've shut us out. You have authority. You have power here. There's nothing we can do. You've stirred up the right people about the wrong issue, but nevertheless, we're outnumbered, and they expel them, and they accepted it. Sometimes we need to accept what it is, shake the dust off, and go on down the road doing what we know God has called us to do. In fact, this is what I know today. Some of you need to shake the dust off your feet from someone that's been bullying you. They're in your craw, they're in your heart, they're in your mind. You don't think good thoughts when you think about them. Somebody's here today that needs to shake the dust off your feet. And here's what happens. If you don't shake the dust off your feet, if you don't shake it off, here's what happens. The bullies win. They've got you. You're in prison to the bullies because now every time you mention somebody mentions their name or every time you think about them, there's this feeling, their blood pressure goes up. And I know just as sure as I'm breathing, there's some here today, as I prayed and sought God over this message, that need to shake it off. Because right now is what you're doing is you rehearse it. Maybe you even curse it. But it just keeps going over and over. Because somebody's bullied you, said something, done something, poked you with, you know, the verbal sword, whatever it may be. But you need to shake the dust off. Today is your day to get free from the bullies. I don't know how many there is, but I know there's some people in the house today that this is your day to get free from the bullies. Might be kids, might be grown-ups, might be grandmas. Might be somebody that's near your desk door and you just need to get it out of your system and say, you know what, the bullies aren't going to win from this day forward. But I know there's somebody here today that needs to shake it off. You've carried it longer than you need to and it's eating you up and it's like a spiritual cancer and you need to shake it off. But I'm just saying, they expelled them, they took it, but they didn't take it with them. I mean, we take too many things with us in our heart and mind. Now, watch this. What did they do in chapter 14, verse 1? Now it happened in Iconium that they went together to the synagogue of the Jews and so spoke that a great multitude, both of Jews and the Greeks, believed. They just went on. They shook it off. I think if they'd carried it with them, they wouldn't have received this revival and had this revival that they had. You can't carry junk and expect a revival to break out. That would have been a real good place to say, amen, preach it, pastor. But the unbelieving Jews stirred up the Gentiles. The unbelieving Jews stirred up the Gentiles. How many knows there's always going to be bullies stirring somebody up? That's what bullies do. If it's not about them, if it don't go their way, that's what their method is. So the next thing is, if you don't please me, if I don't like what you're doing, I'm going to stir something up. That's just, and I wish they weren't here, but they're here. They're a part of life. And they were here when Jesus was walking the earth. They're still here, and they'll be here until the last breath has come, until Jesus comes and restores everything and sets peace and order back in the house. So the unbelieving Jews stirred up the Gentiles and poisoned their minds against the brethren. Therefore, they stayed there a long time. Now, here they are, and they're people. They're stirring them up all around them. But they stayed there a long time. They hadn't been expelled, so they're staying there a long time, speaking boldly. Speaking boldly. You can speak boldly when God sends you and you know God is in it. Speaking boldly in the Lord, who was bearing witness to the word of His grace and granting signs and wonders to be done by their hands. How many knows you can be expelled, and if you'll shake it off, you can still go on and see signs and wonders and the hand of God working mightily on you, or you can just carry it like a cancer, like we said, and take it right on down to the grave with you and sacrifice the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Watch verse 4. But the multitude of the city was divided, part sided with the Jews and part with the apostles. How many knows there's always going to be a parting, and there's always going to be the opposition? It's okay. It's okay. And when a violent attempt was made by both the Gentiles and the Jews with their rulers to abuse and stone them, what did they do? Verse 6. They became aware of it and they fled. You know what they said? We got wind of it and we're running. That's what they did. Sometimes when the bully's after you, it's best to just run. Remember my friend that came out of the casino and took a beating? Because he should have just run. He should have run. I know what some of you holy people are thinking. What are you doing with friends that go to the casino? I dislike people. Some of you need to get some friends like that. Quit being so holy. And you know what? I think we can shed light to whoever God puts us around, don't you? I really do. I told Philip this morning in our prayer meeting, I said, you know, people ask, how's Ada? I said, well, it's Ada. You know, it's small, it's old looking for the most part. But we're there, and the most precious thing to me on this planet is there, my wife. You know, we're soulmates, and she's there. And I said, but I told Philip this morning, I said, but I had one of our cousins come that really needs God. They know God. The one that told me this went to Bible college. She said, I think we've been praying and maybe talking about having you come counsel our dysfunctional family. Yeah. So here they are, this sent by God, but they get word that they're getting ready to stone them, and they just fled. Faith, can you run? Can you run like that and walk in faith? Yes. Yes, you can. Sometimes it's best, church. The older we get, how many, you know, if you're probably like 60 or above or 50 or above, whatever, they're, in my life anyway, personally, I've found out that sometimes I just need to run on down the road instead of take the battle on. I mean, he's figured that out by now. Some of them, I think it's the old verse that says where the scripture says, those that are ignorant, let them be ignorant still. It's just run. Just, you know, just get on down the road and they fled. And it's not a lack of faith. I think it's wisdom. They knew that it's time to leave or they're going to get stoned. They didn't stay there tempting God and showing their, you know, and pooping out their chest and say, well, you know what? I'm going to stay here. Nobody's running me off. This is a God thing. And I've seen people do that. This is a God thing. And nobody will stop this and then just watch it fizzle out because of the attitude they have. Sometimes it's okay. Listen, for you that have turned and you felt like a coward and you felt like you've been, you know, you were weak, maybe you did the right thing by just saying, you know what? I'm not going to fight this battle. They're ignorant. And they'll always be ignorant. Looks like, and you can go on. How many knows you can pray while you run? Watch and pray, run and pray. Sit and pray, stand and pray, lay and pray. You know, just pray for them. But they ran, and you know Paul, he's not a coward, and neither are you. Sometimes, church, it's just better to run when the bullies are there and they're ignorant and there could be danger. You know, like road rage. It's just not worth getting killed over, you know, hawking and trying to let somebody know how displeased we are. Remember me when I pulled off the exit a while back and honked at the lady and she gave me the bird forever and just went irate, and she'd have had a gun, she'd have shot me. You could ask Janice. She was upset because I horn cussed her at that, you know, she's about to get us all run over. That was good medicine for me to think, man, this could have been this could have been the guy like the bully that walked into the theater this last week and just blew away all these innocent people. It could have been one of those same, that's the mindset she had. Anybody that goes off like that because somebody honked a horn, they're on the brink. And I just think there could be a lot of times that we don't have to, you know, we don't have to take a beating verbally or otherwise, because if we just run, just get away, just, you know, take off. It's not worth it. So shake it off sometimes. That's what we need to do. Sometimes we need to just run. We just need to get on down the road. Now, look in chapter 14 and verse 19. 14 and verse 19. Then the Jews from Antioch and Iconium came there. Paul has left because, remember, he run. Everybody say run. He's gone on down the road because he had to run. And so they came down there. He's went on. He shook it off. This is not affecting him. He's still doing ministry. He's still doing the will of God, even after he ran. He's not a coward. He's in the will of God running. And so he comes and says, the Jews from Antioch and Iconium came there, and having persuaded the multitudes, they stoned Paul and dragged him out of the city, supposing him to be dead. So here's a place where the bullies came, and they physically almost killed him. They thought they had. In fact, how many knows they may have? We serve a God that can raise you from the grave. We know from the Bible, story of Lazarus, if you've been dead for several days. And so there's a good chance he may have been dead, no pulse. However, when the disciples gathered around him, he rose up into the city, and the next day he departed with Barnabas to Derbe. And when they preached, how many knows if the bully... If they come to you and they say, we don't like your message, and they stone you to the point that it looks like you're dead, no pulse, and your friends gather around you and pray, and you're kind of risen from this coma or death, whatever it is, and all of a sudden you've got a choice to make now. He's been expelled, he's been near stoned, now he has been stoned, and the same people are still around, same people have authority. Now you've got a decision to make. Are you going to continue on, or are you going to let the bullies win? That's right. A lot of us say, let the bullies win. If this is a result of good preaching, I'm not preaching anymore. Let me tell you something. I love preaching, but if I got stoned every other Sunday, I probably wouldn't be here now. I'm pretty tenacious, but not that tenacious. Are you with me? So he's been expelled, he's been threatened, now he's been stoned, and where is he? He's down there preaching the gospel to the city that made many disciples. They return to Lystra, Iconium, and Antioch. They go back in to make disciples, and not only to make disciples, but to put elders, because they said, listen, we planted these churches, and we're going to make sure they got leadership to sustain, and they went back to the very place where he had been expelled, where he had run, and where he had been stoned. That's faith. And here's what I want you to get, church. It's different every time, but we shouldn't feel guilty and we shouldn't feel ashamed because one time we've been expelled or we've run. We shouldn't feel any more guilty than and we shouldn't carry it around forever. If they actually stoned us or with words or hurt or whatever it is that's eating us up, we shouldn't carry that around. We should get up, shake it off, and go right back to the course that God has laid out for us. Or the bullies win. It's up to us. How many ever read where the Bible says, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world? That's what he's talking about. You know, Christ Jesus lives in you. He lives in me. And so we have the authority and the power to get up. Even after, and by the way, I would like to do this today. And so before we close here in just a minute, I've got another scripture or two I want to show you. But before we close, I want to do this. If you're here and you know, you want to be set free, and you know that you're one of the ones that are carrying this around, the bully thing, you've been mistreated, you've been hammered, and you can't shake it. Well, today I want you to shake it. And you notice what they did here for Paul. They in verse 20, when the disciples gathered round him, he rose and went up into the city. And so what we're going to do, a little different ending today, but what I want to do here is, if that is you and you want to be free today from these bullying influences, I want you to come and stand. Not right now, but before we close, stand up here, and we're going to have friends gather around you, praying, ordained prayer warriors, people that feel compelled to come and pray and stand around you today, and we're going to pray over you, and you're going to shake the dust off your feet, and you'll say, well, what if it don't work? Well, just get that out of your mind. That's not faith, that's doubt. Just believe today is your day. You're here. You got up early. You came to church. You're sitting where you need to be sitting. You're hearing what you need to hear. So today, you'll be set free through your act, not through faith. Is the act, isn't it? You say, well, what will change? What will change is your attitude to say, I'm not going to carry this around anymore. I'm going to come, and I'm going to signify by shaking my foot and having my friends pray around me that today I'm going to be loosed. I'm going to be raised again like Paul was, and I'm going to go on down, and I'm going to do what God called me to do, and I'm going to be what God called me to be, and the bullies aren't going to win in my life anymore. So that's your warning. Get ready. You say, well, what if nobody comes? Well, if nobody wants to be set free, they can go home in bondage. It's a choice. It's a choice. So here he is, and he's gone back to the same places. He's not changed his message. He's not changed anything. He's going right on about his business and doing what he's called to do. Now, look with me in chapter 16. We read this the other night in our Bible study. We read these same verses, and it's talking about being a natural influence and witness, and what a witness Paul and Silas were. But here they are, and Silas is hooked up with Paul now. And again, they're sent by the Holy Spirit. They're praying, and the Holy Spirit in a dream says, come over to Macedonia. And so they're in the flow of the Holy Spirit, because sometimes, how many has ever thought when you're persecuted, you think, I must be out of the will of God. What did I do wrong? Oh, you know, well, sometimes we do nothing wrong. Sometimes the bullies are just there, and those influences are there, and we just have to fight against them. Philip and I were talking this morning in the prayer meeting about how powerful the influences of Satan are, and us being children of God in this world system, how we grew up in a sin system. You know, we've never known. Adam and Eve are the only two people ever on this planet, as far as we know, that knows what it feels like to be on this planet without this system that we live under. Wouldn't it be nice to just be aware of that for a little while? The other night in our Bible study, I asked our Bible students, we're talking about being a spiritual influence. I said, how many feel like you are an effective witness? Are you witness as much as you should? You know, God is pleased with the way you witness. Almost every hand went up that they weren't. Not every hand, but almost every hand. And so I tried to expel that from them the other night, because I said, you know what? God said to go and multiply and replenish the earth. And then in the New Testament, he said this, love your neighbor, love God with all your heart, mind, strength, and soul, and love your neighbor as yourself. Everything hangs on this. But we've come to the place where we think the church is, you know, we just got to get everybody saved. That's our job. Did he say save your neighbor or love your neighbor? How many know if you love your neighbor, you're liable to get them to Jesus? But I just want you to relax. And from today on, and I'll tell you all that, you that don't come on Wednesday night and join our Bible study, I'll give you that same thing, because I think it's powerful. That I believe you are a great witness. I believe you witness enough right where you are doing what you do, and God is pleased with you. I really believe that about you. Because you're, how many would say, I try to get up and be Christian, I try to follow my Bible, I try to do this, and we get bullied and hit and all this, and we wonder. So to carry around guilt about not being, you know, I don't feel like I'm a powerful witness, I don't feel like I'm a witness the way I should, I think that's terrible guilt that we feel under this system that we live under, this sin system. And I just don't think, there'll be something different. He said, we'll be caught up in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. And I think there'll be something different with this system that we won't feel this oppression, this all the stuff we feel here. I don't think it'll be in our next sphere of influence. However, there will be a free will in heaven, I believe. So could there be another uprising? There could be. And I know Jan Murray is interceding for the whole planet. Don't let us have a free will in heaven. Don't let us have a free will in heaven. For God's sake. But listen, how are we going to love without a free will? It'd be like telling your kids, you will love me. You understand me? Do you love me? Tell me you love me. I'm going to whoop you. I love you, okay? So there has to be a free will, but I don't think there will be. And I think we'll learn lessons from this first system that went wrong and how it went wrong. And we'll look at Jesus. Jesus will be with us. We'll still see the prince in his hands. We'll know. And I think we'll have a different enlightenment, if you will, in our next phase and next sphere. But until then, in fact, let me... This, and I may do a message on this sometime because I was reading about Paul and he was talking about healing a guy in Acts, and he said he saw that his faith was ready and to be healed. He saw that his faith was ready, and I thought, I think for us Christians, there's something that we need to pay attention to. And I know his all these miracles and things he done got him in trouble because people were jealous and people didn't like it and people didn't understand it, but Jesus did the same thing. Remember when he was at the pool of Bethesda and he walked through and over maybe people to pick out one man? He saw his faith, didn't he? He saw that one person that was ready to be healed. And that's the only one he talked to that day and said, will you be made well? And the guy says, I don't have anybody to put me in the pool. And every time I get in, Jesus is like, shh, it's your day. It's your day. Rise up, take your bed and walk. And he took his bed. But he saw that. And I want to challenge you and me with this. Look at the people around you and just observe them and say, are they ready? I think there's a connection there between Paul and between Jesus that says if we're looking around, we might see people around us in our sphere of influence that are ready. They saw their faith. They saw that they've heard from God. This is their day. Wouldn't that be cool if we did some of that as a church to say, we're going to look at you intently and when we're gonna connect with people around us and say, I think this is your day. And they say, well, I don't know, and just begin to talk and follow the leading of the Holy Spirit and see people healed and set free from either physical or mental or whatever they God's willing to set them free from. That's the kind of attitude that Paul had, even when he was expelled, even when he was threatened, even when he was stoned and beaten. And this is a final result. In 16:22, then the multitude rose up. He had been in revival again. He had cast a demon with a spirit of divination. She would maybe do readings and things for people, and we have a lot of that today. We talked a little bit about that Wednesday night, but we have a lot of that in our society today that's very acceptable. It's on national TV and all the talk shows and stuff. People come on and say, I think Uncle Henry's talking to you or your husband or what, and I've noticed of late that When some of those people, they're hitting on specific things that's really touching the family. And I thought, there's something going on in the spirit realm in those people. I'm not sure what it is, but there's something going on from that side to this side. And he had cast that spirit. He didn't call it a demon, but he cast that spirit of divination out of that woman because she was following them around and she was speaking the truth. But it annoyed Paul. The spirit was speaking the truth, but it was a bad, annoying spirit. He cast that out. And so here's what happened. Verse 22, the multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrates tore off their clothes, commanded them to be beaten with rods. This is just one of Paul's beatings. Paul is used to bullies. Miss Thelma brought out, I thought was very insightful, she said, you know, Paul, we was talking about his compassion and things, and she said, you know, he's probably so compassionate because he used to be the one giving the Christians the beating. I mean, you can be a little more compassionate when you used to delve all that stuff out. I thought that's pretty insightful. And so it says, and when they had many stripes on them, they threw them into prison, commanding the jailer to keep them securely. Having received such a charge, he put them into the inner prison and fastened their feet in stocks. And so here they are, their backs are beaten, puffed, and bloody, and now the discomfort of having your feet in stocks. But at midnight, and here's where the bullies cannot win, and here's what I want to drive home, and we'll close with this. But at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. The bullies cannot win when you have people like this that operate in faith. He's almost been stoned to death. He's been beaten several times. But at the appropriate time, when the mess is over, and he's still, whether he's hurting, whether he's been abused, whether he feels like it or not, he's going to sing to God and he's going to talk to God on a regular basis. Can I tell you something? When we're bullied and abused, how many just be honest and say, I don't feel like praying and reading and singing to God. That's a natural tendency, isn't it? I shared with our students the other night, I said, I've seen a lot of people walk off that's been abused and don't feel like singing and praying anymore, and they just leave the church and leave their spiritual walk with God and go on out in the world because they say it doesn't make a difference whether we serve God or not. If this is the payoff, I'm done. And it's really unfortunate because you that have stayed the course, you know that if you'll just stay the course, it's going to come out. Payday someday, that's a promise from God. Payday someday. And so they're singing and listening, and it says, suddenly there was a great earthquake. I don't know when, but if they cannot rob you of your prayer, and by the way, the prayer over a bully is bless them, Lord. If someone comes forward for prayer in a minute, here's what I want you to pray. Bless them, Lord. I forgive them, Lord. That's the official prayer from the Word of Jesus Christ. I love them by faith. I speak love over them. I speak blessing over them. You want to get free today, that's your prayer. You say, well, I don't feel like that. Well, hang your feelings and live by faith. That's why you're not free today, is because you have been living by your feelings and not your faith. That's why all of us get that way from time to time. But today it's different. You're speaking it, and everything in you might be saying, oh, I don't feel it, I don't mean it. Well, just mean it the best you can. God didn't say you had to mean it, feel it, or anything. He just said, say it, pray it. You ever do anything your mom and daddy told you when you was little? You knew if you didn't, they'd give you a whooping, but you didn't want to do it, but you did it anyway? I have. Be mean to your sister. Give her a hug. Are you kidding me? You give her a hug or I'm going to give you a whooping. Well, come here. Give me some loving. There. Tell her you're sorry. Sorry. Tell her better. Sorry. Is that good for me? Yes, it's good for me. Why? Because it lines up with this. Did it feel good? No. And it don't feel any better once we get grown. It feels yucky. But here is the result. You get free. The bullies can't win anymore. At midnight, with stripes on their backs and all, and we noticed in here the other night in our Bible study, that, you know what, it must have been such a powerful move of God because all the doors, the Bible said, were slung open. Not just Paul and Silas's, but this is the kind of freedom around people of faith. The door swung open and nobody left. If you're sitting on death row and an earthquake comes and it's the middle of the night and nobody can see, aren't you going to run if you get a chance? They didn't have all the sophisticated things we have to find criminals today. Probably they all got away, but none of them ran. Paul said, they're all still here. That's the kind of presence and power around people that believe and speak blessings over their enemies. That's what you have an opportunity to do today. Listen, I'm not going to hold you long. And I'm not going to stand here and beg and plead and say, would you please come and all that stuff. I'm just going to say, you know who you are. And if you want to be free today, and you're not ashamed of the gospel, and you believe it works, and you want to be free today, you're tired of carrying the bully's threats around, there are these images around, you're tired of rehearsing it, tired of messing with it, and you want to get free from it, and you want to be get your victory over the bullies, I just want you to come and stand right here, and you're going to shake the dust off your feet as we pray for you, and I want you to pray blessings over your enemies in your own way. I just want you to ask them to bless them, tell God I forgive them, and today I'm set free through the power of the Holy Spirit. Is there anyone today, and you want to come? Thank you for your honesty. People are going to get free today because they're honest. The bullies are losing today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The bullies are losing today. Thank you, Jesus. Anyone else? We're getting ready to pray. These are the honest people that says, you know what? The bullies are winning and I don't like it. Today I'm going to shake the dust off my feet. Here's what I'd like you to do. Prayer warriors, I want you to come. And I want you to make a circle around these people and we're going to hold hands. I need enough prayer warriors, and believe me, today I ordain all of you to be prayer warriors. Come on up here. We'll deputize all of you. We need to make a complete circle around them and hold hands. Now you in the center that's come, don't you stand in the center. This is your day. We're your friends, like Paul's friends circled around him, we're going to circle around you. Okay. Everybody in the center that came for prayer to be released? Okay. Heavenly Father, this is our family. We're their friends. Today, Lord, they have come by faith. It's not easy to come, but it's easier than facing the bullies one more day. God, every threat, every hurt, everything that the bullies have placed on them today, right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, God, they have come to you because it's bigger than they are. We've all been there, Lord, and today is their day that they're just saying, it's bigger than me, but it's not bigger than my God. And so today, in the name of Jesus, their friends gather around them the way that Paul's friends gathered around him. And we lift them up and we pray blessing and life and healing and health over them in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord. Help them at this moment to shake it off. To shake it off in the name of Jesus. No more in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you for the releasing power. God, I pray right now that you'll help them to speak blessing over their enemies. Speak love over their enemies. And help them to be a blessing, God, to their enemies. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, today, help them, God, to have grace for their enemies. And as they have grace, grant them the grace that they need to be free from the bullies, the real bullies that have been bullying them. Set them free today, God. This is where you have commanded us to come. This is ordained, just like you ordained Paul and Silas to go. You've ordained them to come today. You've ordained us to be here to pray over them today. And today, Lord, is their victory over the bullies in Jesus' name. Let them see it different today. Let them speak different today. Let the results come. It may be in a month, a year, or 6 years, or 10 years, or at the end of the time, but it will come through the Word of God today. Thank you, Lord, for setting them free. Hallelujah. Now, Father, as they've confessed their faith, I pray that you'll heal their feelings. Heal their feelings, Lord. Heal their mind. Heal their heart. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for their courage to come. Thank you for their faith to stand. Bless it and honor your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Shake it off. Let's do that. That's all it. Thank you, Lord. Both feet in Jesus' name. That's right. There it is. It's on the floor now. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. That's a hard
fight.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for coming up and making your confession of faith today. And just continue to pray for him this week. But this is the day. You say the bullies aren't winning anymore in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for their confession of faith. And Lord, for the rest of us that just, for this week at least, we're not being badgered by the bullies. Help us to follow what Paul followed. Sometimes, Lord, help us listen to you, because sometimes we just need to leave. Sometimes we need to run. And sometimes we'll be so battered and so abused that we'll feel like Paul. But help us to do what he did, a man of faith. Just continue to pray and give you praise and glory and to give it over to you. Because they're still coming, they're still here. And sometimes you even send our bullies to grow us in character. So help us, Lord, to fight the good fight of faith through your word, through talking to you, and through relying upon our friends to pray for us. That's the method you use. That's the way you've ordained it. And so help us to stay in that path and experience the freedom that you've called us to experience. In Jesus' name, and all the church said, amen.